Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Former lineman Pete Brock spent his entire 12-year career with the Patriots, and on Tuesday, it felt like he was still a member of the team. Brock was honored for his commitment to the YMCA, and many former and current Patriots players joined him. Check it out. Dine with the Legends, a charity ball that celebrated its 8th year at Luciano's on Tuesday. And this year's recipient of the 2013 Legends Award went to former Patriot Pete Brock, a legendary lineman, but also a legend to the people of the local area Hockomock YMCA.
I've been involved in this since its inception. Ed Hurley had an idea years ago, came to me, and I rallied the troops, and this thing has taken off, and it's been fun to watch.
He's an awesome guy. He really is. He's unbelievable. I love to be around him and hear him talk and do what he does. He's got a lot of energy, you know, and he really gets involved with all types of children, you know, people who are not physically challenged and people who are physically challenged. He's a great guy.
Sure, Brock was one of the best linemen to ever play for the Patriots, and sure, he played every position on the offensive line. But tonight, it was his commitment to helping the disabled that was being awarded.
This is a very special night for our YMCA. It's one of my favorite nights of the year. The Legends Ball was created 8 years ago with the support of the Patriots alumni and Pete Brock in particular, and they've been our partners since we started this 8 years ago.
Several items were auctioned off and will benefit the children of the Integration Initiative Program. Last year's recipient of the award, marathon connoisseurs Dick and Rick Hoyt, who wouldn't miss tonight for anything. They've competed in 30 Boston marathons, and this year was going to be their last until they were stopped at the 25th mile marker.
But because of what happened, we're running next year in honor of the people that got killed and injured. So we're really looking forward to it, yes.
And perhaps a little groggy after arriving back in Foxborough around 5 a.m. on Tuesday, Devin McCourty, Steve Gregory, and others just couldn't miss this.
This is my fourth time being here, so it's a fun event. I love to come back. I wouldn't miss it for anything.
You know, I can remember being that age and, you know, looking up to the older guys that were, you know, athletes. So, you know, just be here and help support the YMCA and, you know, just give them the best support I can.
As a former lineman and a current sports analyst, this is his expert opinion on the Patriots' 2013 offensive line.
I think they're doing an outstanding job. You know that, you know, they get into situations that that really, you know, get them a little bit behind the eight ball at times. But I'm telling you what, as long as Logan Mankins is lining up front there, and as long as Dante Scarnecchia is still around coaching them up, I'm sure that they're going to be fine.
So certainly a fun night here. A quick turnaround for the guys who got in early on Tuesday morning. But I don't know if you've heard by now, the Denver Broncos are coming to town this week, so that will be the case this week. Another quick turnaround as they get back on the gridiron on Wednesday. That'll do it from Wrentham, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.